Welcome to Dugout Chat. Here we have...
My name is Smed.
Max.
Marcus.
And Yvonne. And today we're going to talk about sports inequality. Talking about the difference between male and female sports and how society views them.
And here we have Smed, which has stats on televised sports versus women and men.
Oh yeah, so I definitely researched the difference in televised events between women and male sports. And what I found was that for women's sports, USC found that a LA-based network affiliate devoted 3.2% to airtime to women's sports for news broadcasts, which is down from 5% in 1989. And when you compare that to males, you find that 96% of all sports news in 2009 is devoted to male sports. And this is a study conducted by USC and Purdue.
Yeah, I noticed when I turn on the TV and I'm looking for some sports, I always see that they're always playing men's sports. They never play women's sports. I always wonder why. They never put on WNBA games, softball games. They never have, like, soccer unless it's, like, the World Cup for women.
Personally, to be honest, I haven't even noticed, like, women's sports not popping up. I'm so used to watching men only because they always pop up. Like, I feel like women's sports games aren't, like, as Suma said, they aren't broadcasted as much, so, like, I haven't, like, really noticed the changes.
Good point, Max. I'd also like to bring up the pay gap between male and female sports. A tweet from Liz Cambridge, an Australian professional basketball player who plays for the team in Dallas, said, "Today I learned NBA refs make more than a WNBA player, and the 12th man on a NBA team makes more than a whole WNBA team." Do you guys know how much an NBA ref makes?
No.
How much?
$150,000 at an entry-level job.
Oh, what?
You know her, Liz's salary?
How much?
$75,000.
Whoa.
Wait, the ref doubles her pay?
Doubles.
What? What's the point of being an athlete when you can just be a ref?
I know, bro. Like, all these athletes, they put, like, their time in, they work out, they put their body on the lines, and yet they're not getting paid as much as a man. Like, that's crazy.
I know, that's absolutely crazy. Is there, like, any other alternative option for them?
A lot of players like Brittany Grenier, a first round pick who made $49,000 her rookie year in the WNBA, moved to China to play four seasons, making $600,000.
Wow, that's an upgrade.
That's crazy. You have to leave all your stuff and you have to go to China. Like, you have to leave your family, bro. That's crazy, just to make a lot of money.
But I think that's the best part of it, because if you're putting your time and you're getting rewarded for it, you might as well get what you deserve.
Yeah. True.
I think the $75,000 is really a low ball for devoting so much time, so many years.
Putting your body on the line.
Yeah, that is true.
That's so bad.
Being a first-round pick and only getting $49,000.
And you said the 12th pick in a men's basketball team, NBA team.
The 12th man makes more than
the whole female team?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Basically, you're just sitting on the bench here getting money, bro, if you're a man.
Oh my gosh.
That's crazy.
What do you guys think about that? Like, what are your inputs? Do you think that's right?
No. I personally don't think,
They're playing the same sport. Like, they're putting their effort on the line. Like, they're putting their body on the line, everything. They're training their butts off.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, they're not getting paid equal as a man.
They're getting way less than the men. Like,
I know.
It's not even close.
They're risking injuries. They're putting the same effort. And one group of people, the males, they get paid much more than the females do. I personally think that's an inequality right there. And that definitely needs to be fixed.
Yeah. Well, I also found an interview of Steph Curry talking about women and men, like, pay. You guys know he has a daughter?
Yeah,
she wants to be a basketball player when she grows up.
Oh, wow.
And, like, he's fighting for, like, women and men pay because, like, there's obviously a huge gap. He's being a really big activist on that. He's really fighting for it.
Yeah, I love the idea, but I also, like, question is, like, if he didn't have a daughter, would he still do the same thing? Still fight for the equal pay?
I personally think it would be different, because if he had a son that was trying to get into the league, he would have probably known that the males would be paid a lot. But however, he knows that if he knows, because he's in basketball, right? He knows the field. So if he knows that a woman is trying to get into the field, he knows the difference in pay gap, right? So that I personally feel that he made that statement just because he really wanted to like support his daughter, but also because he wanted to, he actually has wants to empower females.
Yeah, I agree with that. He does want to empower females because recently he had a shoe, his shoe came out, and they have any women's sizes, and there's a little girl named also Riley, and she wrote a letter to Steph Curry, and she said, why isn't there any woman's shoe size? And later Steph Curry changed that to for them to have women's shoe size.
He was like, send that back, make a new one for women.
Dang.
Yeah.
He's pretty, he's, you can obviously tell he's like a real big activist on that.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be taking a short break, but when we come back, we'll be joined by Hope Solo in an exclusive interview about what she thinks.
And here we have Hope Solo, U.S. Women's National Team goalkeeper.
Dialogue. It started with us saying, look, we're the best team in the world. We've been the most successful team for the United States Soccer Federation. We brought in $20 million for the federation in 2016, and the men lost $5 million for the federation in 2016. Yet we're getting paid 25 cents to the dollar. So this isn't just about, you know, the overall concept of equality. It's also based off of merit. We're bringing in $20 million and they have a negative loss of $5 million. And then you fast forward to just this year, 2017, ticket sales alone, the women are supposed to bring in $5 million, ticket sales alone. And the men are projected to have a negative loss of $1 million.
Thank you, Hope, for the amazing interview. Guys, what do you guys have to say about this?
It's so weird how, like, as Hope said, women bring in more money, but they get less. It should definitely be, like, you should get paid, depending on how much you get as, like, a whole team. If you bring in more money, you should get more money. That's what I think.
And it's just crazy because the women's national team is ranked number one in the whole world. They've won three World Cup championships, and the guys' team didn't even qualify last year and haven't won one tournament. And it's just, they get more money because of revenue.
Well, there actually is progress now. We can see a progress because if we go to Italy and we go to the women's soccer, we see the women's team, Juventus, got to play at the men's stadium, and they had a record crowd of 39,000 watching the game, which they defeated Fiorentina. Crazy, man.
That's pretty good. I don't know if you guys saw photos of this, but like the stadium was full and they were in full support. They had flags, they were cheering, they were chanting. It was crazy to see that in a women's sport.
Dang. Back then it's like normally like kind of empty, but now we can see a change now because of the stadium. Yeah, That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a good step forward.
So these activists are actually making a change in our world, and they're actually helping out women's sports and athletes.
Yeah, definitely true. I also read about like how females were now like allowed to compete in traditionally male-dominated sports. Like, I think more marathons are actually like including more females in. And like, that's what I read about, and I feel like that's a really good step forward.
Another step forward, yeah.
Yeah, that is.
That's interesting. I thought marathons had a lot of women participators. So it's good to see that they're adding more.
Hopefully, like, in the future, like, it starts raising, because right now we're at the, like, we're, like, in, like, above the ground. Women are above the ground right now. Hopefully, they, like, they can eventually be equal as a man.
At the same peak.
Yeah.
Also, since they're, like, already top, you guys think, like, they'll ever make, like, a game for, like, women, like, 2K and all that?
You mean?
2K, yeah, 2K, 18, 19.
You mean NBA 2K, right?
Like, yeah. Games. Do you think they'll make, like, female games, too? Like, with female athletes?
I personally think that once, like, a female athlete is actually more developed in this world, as in, like, once a female athlete becomes, like, a household name, like, Serena Williams, she's a household name. So once a WNBA athlete, for instance, become, like, a household name, like LeBron James, I feel like that's, like, the moment when, like, actual WNBA 2K games, that's, like, when it's going to start becoming popular and such.
Well, for all my soccer fans and all my FIFA players, there's not a game for women, but there's a certain mode that, like, you can play as women teams for, like, FIFA. And that's, like, that's a little bit, like, they're changing it a little bit. But, yeah, I think there will be eventually, but not right now.
Just like incorporate women into the same game.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm hoping they're 90 plus rated though, because like I normally see in FIFA like Cristiano Ronaldo, like a bunch of male athletes, they're like 99-ish. I hope like a woman can actually like reach that position too.
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't even think about that. Yeah. That'd be nice to see.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Well, follow us on Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, at Dugout Chat. Thank you for listening today, and have a good day, guys.
All right.